In Unity, we have a publication that is an inspiration for each day of the year, and I will ask Patty to read our daily word for today.
Our daily word is joy. All right. God's joy blesses each day of my life. The aroma of my favorite foods from childhood brings a happy memory to mind. Hearing the voice of a dear one warms my heart. Looking upon a newborn's face for the first time evokes a feeling words can't even describe. Woo! While the giddy excitement of a child's joy may now be a memory, the joy I know today still delights me. It's not a memory, it still exists. Each day I embrace more completely the joy of knowing I am a living expression of God. God's life lives as me. God's wisdom is within me, my guide to a deepening understanding of myself and the world around me. The love I share with people who are dear to me is God's love, living in each heart and expressing as each of us. What greater joy could there be? From 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. Yay. And again, our affirmation, God's joy blesses each day of my life.
Thank you, Patty. You sure feel the joy in your heart as you read about looking at a newborn's face and those special moments that touch each of us. So as I invite you now to join with me in a time of prayer, a time of inner mindfulness, I invite you to breathe and to touch into those moments of joy that have made a difference in your life. And so as we breathe and relax and let go, I will be toning our singing bowl, recognizing that that tone is of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. Let that energy just move throughout your being, lift your heart, and allow you to center into the heart of who you are. And so as we continue to relax into this moment, in whatever way is comfortable for you, this is our personal and private time with the inner, higher consciousness inherent in each one of us, with that presence of God within, the breath of life. And so we allow ourselves to receive this gift right here and right now that we give to ourselves, of taking time apart from the outer world and all the busyness and the things that distract us, knowing that in a few moments we will return to that part of our lives and we will pick those things back up. Yet in this time of connecting into the core of who we are, into our inner depths, into our true beingness, we establish a strength upon which we can stand, and we can remember that as we wend our way through our lives, through all the things that happen day to day, that we have this core of strength within us to guide us forward, to inspire us, to teach us, to lead us forward. We have a strength that comes from feeling the flow of love within us. That melts away our own hurts and sorrows and opens our heart, enabling us to also connect with others and to shine a light forth. And so we just breathe into that wholeness, that allness, that oneness. Feeling infilled. Feeling the light move, touching every cell, every part of our being. Feeling the love opening our hearts. Feeling the wisdom moving through the mind to dispel past beliefs that are limiting and to remind us that we are unlimited in nature. And that through the thoughts of our heart mind, we draw forth into expression every good thing to support us in our lives going forward. So we take a moment now to rest in this blessing, in this attitude of a willingness to receive. And we do so in a few moments, for a few moments of silence, connecting deeply to inner spirit. And in taking these few moments apart, it allows us to remember how sweet it is to at times just simply be still. To be still and know in the busyness of our everyday lives, to be still and experience the flow of infinite spirit. Feel our hearts opening wide. And for that we give thanks, and in so doing, we take a moment now to bless all the names that have been placed within our prayer box. And I also invite you to speak aloud the names of family, friends, loved ones, those that may be a challenge in your life. This is a time to hold them in that light of highest good and to bless them through the spoken word. Feel free to speak the names or situations aloud. Donalyn, Joey, Kelsey, Jack, Trey, Danny, Abby, Mike, Janet, Belinda, Camille, Vicky, Evan, Mary, Dale, Warren, Joyce, Wanda, Christina, Terry, Katrina, Teresa, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Sue, Ruthie, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, John, Greg, Bill, tomorrow. Colleen, Tim, Sue Ellen, Chrissy. And so we hold all these names, we hold these circumstances in the light of that which is the consciousness of God flowing forth for the greater good of all. We pray this together. We say, Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.